Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're in need of medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
No.
How may I help you?
Oh, I didn't know I had a real person. I'm sorry. I thought it was an automated system. Actually, we are at one of the testing sites, the one at Montgomery Mall, and I was just, which we've been sitting in a line since, gosh, I don't know, 12:30 today, and it's almost 4 o'clock now, and I don't even see that we're anywhere close to the tent or the drive-thru where they give the shot. So I was just calling to please ask somebody. I don't know if the Montgomery County Health Department put this plan together out here, but to ask somebody at the State Department of Health to please step in and help them develop a plan. This is just a nightmare. There have been a couple of people who've had to walk across the parking lot with gasoline cans. Their cars have actually, after 4 hours of idling and inching forward 1 inch at a time, have run out of gas. My car is about to overheat. It's just a nightmare situation out here. And once you get into the line, there's no getting out, so you're stuck. And it is, I just think somebody at the State Health Department needs to help put together a template or some kind of matrix or something that works better than Montgomery Mall. To just for the benefit of people who might try to come out here later in the week. It's too late for us, but I cannot express enough how unworkable this particular format is.
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and get that information over, and I will
I just can't explain how torturous this is. And as I said, what is that? 3.5 hours. If we ever get to where we're supposed to be, we will have been here at least 5 hours in a vehicle, no bathroom, trying to inch around and snake around with. It's just unbelievable. And if I could have looked at a spreadsheet or a map and seen the snaking in and out, we've actually circled Montgomery Mall in these little snake lines. And if I'd had any idea, I never would have gotten in line here to start with. And after 2.5 hours, I realized there was just no hope to get out of here. But just please, please, I'm sure there are people out here in line who maybe needed an insulin shot a few hours ago. It's just, I know everybody's doing the best they can with the situation, but there has to be a better way, and there has to be a better way than Montgomery Mall. Please don't ever replicate this across the state. I'm sorry. I know you're busy, and but I just needed to express that before anybody Wednesday forward tries to get in line.
Yes, ma'am. As I did say, I will go ahead and get that information over and make them aware, okay?
And if you could, they're advertising on WSSA that this clinic's out here, but they also need to warn people when they make their next telecast on WSFA, please do not go out there and get in line if you can't physically stand to sit in a car for 5 hours without a bathroom or, you know, but people need to know that before they get in line.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I will go ahead and get that information over. There is nothing that I will be able to do at this time, but to refer that information over to them, okay?
All right, and I'm sorry I kept you for this long, but I just think I'm speaking for probably, I don't know how many people out here, hundreds right now. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line, and you enjoy the rest of your day.